SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Penny Wong declares the need for a clear pathway to Palestinian statehood. Israel continues strikes across Lebanon as calls for a ceasefire mount. And in sport, Melbourne Storm player Asofa Solomona hit with a four-game ban ahead of the NRL Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says a clear timeline must be developed for reaching Palestinian statehood, as she urges UN member states to remember why the institution was first created. The Foreign Minister says Australia shares the frustrations felt by a majority of nations that a Palestinian state still does not exist. She's also announced $2 million in humanitarian aid to the UN Children's Fund in Lebanon. Penny Wong says the world is currently shrouded in darkness.
Such entrenched violence has its own gravity. More violence becomes the path of least resistance. Seeing past hatred is hard. Building trust is hard. Compromise is hard. Making peace is hard. But the future otherwise is not worthy of our children and the present not worthy of ourselves.
Israel is continuing to carry out air raids in Beirut as an unprecedented 5 hours of continuous strikes follow a week of deadly bombardments in Lebanon. Authorities in the country say Israeli strikes have killed at least 700 people in the attacks. Israel claims are targeting Hezbollah command centres and senior officials. Israel has displaced around 100,000 Lebanese citizens this week, increasing the total displaced population to around 200,000. Local resident Jad Fayyad says Israel is attacking all Lebanese people.
This targeting confirms one thing. Today, all Lebanese people are targeted. The Israeli enemy is not differentiating between military personnel and a civilian. Just like the South and Bekaa Valley were targeted, the mountain was targeted as well. As I mentioned, this is the third targeting of the mountain. Before that, it was Jia, Jun, and today it is Bardoran. What is needed today is unity and solidarity in face of the disaster we are going through.
Hours before the latest bombardment, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the UN his country has a right to continue its campaign. Hezbollah has also launched hundreds of retaliatory strikes towards Israel, reportedly causing minimal damage and only one minor injury. At least 43 people have been killed in the United States as Tropical Depression Helene brings life-threatening flooding and power outages across wide sections of the southeastern states. Helene struck Florida as a Category 4 hurricane earlier in the week before being downgraded to a Category 1, with heavy rains continuing to flood the affected states. More than 4 million homes and businesses are without power as the unusually large storm continues triggering mudslides and threatening dams. US Vice President Kamala Harris is urging people to remain vigilant and check the current warnings.
We have food, water, and generators that are ready for deployment, and we are working to restore power for millions of people who currently are experiencing outages. I just want to stress, and for the press that is here, to those who are watching, the storm continues to be dangerous and deadly.
Severe weather and flood warnings have been triggered along the New South Wales north coast as wild winds and heavy rain conditions continue. The State Emergency Service says it responded to more than 200 calls for help to the 24 hours to 2 p.m. Saturday, including the rescue of two adults and an infant from floodwaters near Tweed Heads. Around 2,200 homes and businesses have reportedly been left without power as a result of strong winds and fallen trees. In the NRL, Melbourne Storm's Nelson Asofa Solomona has been hit with a four-game ban ahead of the NRL Grand Final next Sunday. Melbourne are set to seek legal advice before fighting the Grade 3 charge given for a high tackle that knocked out Lindsay Collins. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.